Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 104, Your Setbacks Can Be Your Steps Forward. So, one question that I get a good bit is this: why do you call your business Thrive on Challenge? Well, before it was a business, it was actually the title of my blog, and a blog that I started in the midst of some pretty significant challenges in my life. One of those I was in the midst of a really challenging season as a coach, one of my most challenging or losing seasons. And also, it was a pretty hard time for my family. My wife was pregnant with our second child, and she had just taken a job 10 hours away, and it had started 3 months before the end of the season. So I literally spent 3 months away from my wife and daughter. And so I got the title for my blog, Thrive on Challenge, from a line in Carol Dweck's book, Mindset. And she says in that book that people with a growth mindset don't just seek challenges, they thrive on challenges. And that really stuck with me. And so when I reflect on my life, you know, two things that really resonate with me about the phrase thrive on challenge was, first, I always wanted to be challenged. You know, the greater the challenge, the more I was at my best. You know, I remember in school, the classes that were the hardest, I actually did the best in. On the basketball court, the bigger the stage, the bigger the moment, the better the team, the better I perform. You know, when I was in Ireland, I was actually, there was a time there, I was kind of broke beyond belief. I was always broke, but I was really, really broke. And I couldn't pay rent. And so I ended up spending a few months sleeping on couches of friends. And during that time, I actually tapped into a whole new level of resourcefulness. And I started more and more basketball camps. And I got more and more creative on ways to make money. And then I also think about my most challenging seasons as a coach. And those are the ones that I grew the most in. The second thing that resonates with me about the phrase thrive on challenge is that I know we often avoid challenges or we kind of complain about them. And I can be a very dramatic person and often feel in the midst of some challenges that this is like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I can act like it's the end of the world. But looking back on it, it's our failures. It's our setbacks. It's these challenges that actually were our steps forward as a person, as a coach. There are steps forward in life. These are the moments of our greatest growth. Knowing this, knowing the struggle, the pain, the challenge is the moment of our greatest growth. We still avoid it though, you know, and the reality is though, as a coach, we can't keep avoiding the challenges. So if you're struggling with skilled players this season, it's an opportunity to improve your coaching of a skill. If you're struggling with character and leadership this season, it's an opportunity to improve on developing character and leadership. And those are just kind of a couple of big and cliche challenges that we can kind of see as opportunities. But I think there are smaller challenges that we can choose. We can choose, we can seek out, we can thrive on. One of those is we can choose to hold players to a high standard with things like academics and work ethic and attitude and holding them accountable for certain behaviors. And this is going to present us challenges for us, you know, and when we hold them to that standard, one of the things that I always suggest is that we don't let them practice. We don't let them play in games. And this challenge of doing this is going to be a challenge because it's going to feel like a setback, but it's actually a step forward in our culture. It's actually a step forward for those people that you're holding accountable. Another thing is we could choose to play the players who emulate the values we claim to value. And we could choose to sit the players who are not bought into those values. And that's going to create a challenge, right? It's going to create a great challenge often on the scoreboard because sometimes our most talented players, our most skilled players don't really reflect the values we claim. But doing this, while it could be a setback on the scoreboard, is actually a step forward in our culture. A third thing we can do is we can choose to shorten our practice time so we can spend more time in team meetings empowering players to reflect, to be mindful, and to appreciate each other. And this is a challenge, right? And it's definitely going to feel like a setback to not go, I'm a little bit irresponsible, to not go over some more offense or not to scrimmage more, get that extra conditioning in. But boy, I can tell you from personal experience that this isn't a setback. This is a massive step forward for you building your culture and nurturing the mindset of your players. One final example is that we can choose to see a behavior issue. like say something comes up where some players on our team are in the middle of a fight, or they're getting in trouble at school, or they get caught for something off the court, like some drinking or drugs or something like that. And we can choose to see these as setbacks, or we can see it as an opportunity to connect. We can see this as an opportunity to love the players and help them to develop self-control, help them to develop conflict resolution, or develop other life-changing character skills. In the midst of these challenges are some incredible opportunities if we choose to see it. So when we feel ourselves saying or thinking, well, this is a big setback, we need to step back and look for that step forward in that moment. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening in. So exciting and so grateful to be able to share a little bit about my story with you. If you want to learn more, go to thriveonchallenge.com and subscribe to my weekly newsletter there. Have a good one.